Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
We're coming up on our 25th episode.
I think we've already passed that.
And I can do math.
Thank you very goodly. Thank you very much.
Very good math. I'm the best at math. And speaking of being the best at things, I really think that we should be the best and start talking about...
About what?
About,
I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh.
Let's just start the episode.
Of Stranger Still.
Welcome to another episode of Motherfucking Stranger Still. I am Nick Wood.
And I'm Motherfucking John Vegan.
This episode, we're going to be swearing. Except you won't be able to hear it because our topic today is censorship, fittingly enough.
Motherfucking censorship.
John, before we get into this, I have a very serious question for you. What is your favorite curse word?
That's a lot of pressure.
I know. You got to commit to it, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. It does take a lot of pressure to get the diamonds out, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with f***.
Yeah. I really like f*** too.
Yeah.
I also like
Yeah. Yep.
But,
for me, it's a toss-up between f*** and f***, because I think f*** is pretty good, but is also like a really good, like, it's got a good tone to it.
God,
but
it's f*** firm.
Yeah. Because that, like... You know, that punch to it.
Yeah.
It's got a soft start and a nice finish.
You're just trying to make this harder for me to edit, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're such an ass. I've already said the show. I almost said what the show was again.
Well, we didn't say that we take your strange ideas and questions and we turn them alchemy-like.
Don't steal that.
Oh. And we answer them.
Yeah. This week, we are talking about censorship because I feel like it's a hot topic. And it always has been, and it always will be. Because, just to generalize, people are always offended by So there's always going to be censorship.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it was probably a lot of fun back in the day to create the bad words.
Yeah.
One thing that I always keep in mind whenever I was... When I was growing up, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That person said...
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like... they're a bad person.
Yeah.
They're a sinner.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I realized... like sailors.
Yeah, and then I realized that someone was sitting down one day and said, f***. That's got a nice ring to it.
I'm glad Kermit the Frog came up with the word
It's not easy being fucking green.
Well, I almost made a really dirty joke about Miss Piggy, but I'm not going there. I can't do that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's weird because we do censor ourselves on this show because we wanted to be family friendly. And some people are offended by swear words.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we also swear a lot outside of this podcast.
Well, give and take.
I swear a lot outside of this podcast.
Yeah.
And
I do a little.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Yeah.
A little jib, a little jab.
Whenever it's necessary.
Yeah. I toss it around like candy at a parade, so.
Well, what I think is fun and different about this one is even though we're going to be learning and teaching, it's the one episode we could say whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
And then I think what's fun about editing for you is you're going to have to figure out if I was cursing or not.
Yeah.
Like if I want to have fun or if I want to have tofu.
I hate you. Oh, no. Well, let's hop into it, shall we?
Sure.
So I got a short history of censorship. Because, like I said, it's been around since people have been talking and writing stuff down. On a broad stroke, it's...
My favorite. That's my favorite way to swim. But go on.
What's that?
Broad stroke. It's just, it's not a joke. It just feels good on the breast.
That's a breaststroke.
Go on. What are you talking about?
I...
What are you even talking about? Just, go on, teach me.
Okay. So it's...
The breaststroke's fine, too.
Yeah. Censorship is a blockage of freedom of speech or expression.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a better way to put it, because expression kind of encompasses it all. It's got things you say, religions you practice, political opinions, your body. Like if you just want to walk around topless, right. Men can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Women can't.
That's the whole Free the Nipple campaign.
Yeah. Go nipples.
Mm-hmm. You're going to censor nipples out later, right?
No.
Okay.
It could be your sexual preference, etc. Can you think of any other ones?
Sexual preference, female nipples, because men aren't gross and right. women should be shamed of their bodies. What else does society teach me?
Stuff you write down.
Yeah. Sometimes protests.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes Bernie marches.
You love Bernie.
I'm burning with love.
That hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts deep inside.
Does it burn?
First of all, I can't think of one thing that offends me. Just putting that out there.
That sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, you find it.
That's stranger still. Don't do that.
Like, I just don't have the time of day or energy to get all worked up about something that someone else said, a word they said, or whatever religion they're practicing, or any of that stuff.
I think, can I interpret that real quick?
Yes.
Because, of course, you could be disgusted by things, you could be appalled by things, and think things are terrible, but you don't take it to that next level of taking personal
No one else gets to hear this.
Yeah.
I don't like what you said about oranges.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my kid doesn't get to hear that. Take that off television. Don't put that on the radio.
Right. Yeah. Talk about it. Even stuff I don't agree with, talk about it.
Yes. And don't be stupid about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go on my Facebook and be like, I'm going to stir shit up, but then I'm just going to dip on out of here.
Yep.
And don't respond. Yeah. Oh, you responded? Good night. Go to sleep. Get off Facebook. Well,
classic move. Yeah. State of fact, don't know the rest, you're dumb.
Not bitter at all.
Where the was I? You're going to teach me about sensors.
Sensors. There's a bunch of sensors. There's like speed sensors that make automatic doors at grocery stores work.
Yeah, there's friendships. There's sensor ships. There's...
Those are different ships. I'm talking about sensors. There's like pressure sensors, light sensors, temperature sensors.
This is... I don't know if I want to... I think it goes wrong. I think it'll throw up.
There's a trash can over there.
Okay.
The other thing, though, is that like people will swear in front of my daughter and censor themselves and say, "Oh, well, I'm sorry," and I'm like, "I don't get it." She's gonna hear it eventually, and like someday she'll say it at preschool, and I'll just be like, "Rory, don't say that," and then that's that.
Okay. I hope you're hearing this, Rory. Future teen Rory on her iPod 30, or when Zune comes back.
Yeah.
Listen to this episode.
iPod killer resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when people said that would kill the iPod?
Oh, it's been waiting right now.
Yeah.
It's almost
it's
time.
It's lurking in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the idea, and when you try to research why we censor things, there's no good answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the idea is that we want to keep society pure. And keep our children innocent, untainted.
Yeah.
Does that sound fair?
That makes sense.
That's the best explanation I got.
Well, it's weird, though, because sometimes it's more comfortable that way, too. Like, if you watch a really gross, disgusting, gory movie.
Yeah.
With, like, intestines flying all over the place. Yeah. And, like, someone's beating heart is ripped out of their chest. And then a guy eats it. Yeah, and then he rips it back out of his tummy. And then he eats it again. And then there's blood everywhere. And then, like, they take their eyeballs out and pop them and squish them like little grapes, and then they eat that and they throw it up and then you watch The Voice.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is so clean.
Yeah.
Look at all the colors.
It's like it's the difference between episodes of Black Mirror, which I've been watching a lot of lately, where like one episode like a dude cuts a thing out of his head because he doesn't want it in there anymore, and then the next one is literally The Voice.
Yeah, sure.
Also, speaking of Black Mirror, I just watched the Christmas episode where they all have like these eye implants and like you can block people out of your eyes.
Oh, yeah, and everything's all blurry.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah. And then a thing happens at the end where that's a type of censorship right there.
That is.
I don't want to spoil anything.
That's real life.
Yeah. But go watch Black Mirror if you haven't already. God, I'm getting off topic.
Yeah, so tell me about censorship.
Are you trying to censor my off-topicness?
I would prefer... I strongly advise that you continue.
Okay. So as long as, like I said, as long as we've been writing stuff down and sharing ideas, there's been people that don't want that shit out there. They're like, I don't like it, therefore no one else gets to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that person says that they worship Zemu, the volcano god. Is that the Scientology one?
God of the Thetans, but...
Well, he came from a volcano. He threw people in a volcano. I don't know.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like that, so get it off my television. Or I don't like that schools are teaching evolution. Get that out of the textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as we've gone through time, it's changed a lot. But there's always been like two things that have always been prosecuted, which is freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Mm-hmm. Like back in the day, I feel like if you wanted to make a change on censorship, you had to be a martyr.
Yeah.
So like you wanted to say whatever you wanted to be said, and then they'd kill you for saying it. But then other people would be like, hey, I thought that too. Why'd you kill him? And then there'd be a change in society.
Yeah.
Or there's people that were being oppressed for their religion, so they took a boat across the ocean, and now we're here.
Right. Yep.
That's
or like red lights. I just run through them. I don't believe in them.
Yeah.
I'm colorblind.
Yeah. Why that's discrimination.
Yeah. You can't make it red and think I could see it.
Yeah.
So whenever it turns red, I go.
It's all green to me, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say when I slip the cop a 20. They don't like it.
30% of the time, it works every time.
Yep.
A lot of forms of entertainment, though, have been censored in the past. And in most cases, people thought it was corrupting our youth, which is why we got things like banned book lists. Way back in the day, like, even plays would be censored. Like, people would protest plays that were pushing the envelope,
mm-hmm.
or envelope, depending on how you want to pronounce that. I found out that even paintings were a big topic of censorship for a long time, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of nudity in those back right. in the day.
Leonardo da Vinci invented the mosaic blur, actually.
Good for him. He doesn't get enough credit for that.
No.
The radio, I think, was one of the things censored when that started popping up, and it that seems to be a theme with things that were tried to be censored. Like comic books were a big one when those started popping up. Rock and roll. We all know that mm-hmm. rock and roll corrupted our youth.
Right.
My
iPods, when I take them out of Best Buy and try to run out the door, censored.
Yeah. Well, those had different sensors on them.
Okay.
I was surprised to learn that even soft cover books were thought to corrupt our youth when they were invented. Because for a period of time, we only had hardcover, like leather-bound books and stuff. Probably not leather all the time, but like the bound books.
Mm-hmm.
And then soft cover books came around. They're like, well, now anything can be printed because it's cheaper and easier. So it's going to corrupt our youth.
Yeah.
I don't think it did.
Right. If a book about veganism is leather bound, can you read it?
Ooh. That's a question for you.
That's a question for Plato, the philosopher.
All right, Plato. Is. Email us at podcast@strangerstillshow.com. If you have an answer for us, thank you.
Plug.
Huh?
That's a plug. Plug it in, plug it in.
Of course, TV's been censored just a little bit. And now video games are being attacked for corrupting our youth.
Well, back in the day, I remember I wasn't allowed to play Mortal Kombat. Probably that was Mortal all over, Kombat. Like, Oprah.
Oh, yeah. That was the big hysteria back in the day. And, of course, like, Doom was.
Yep.
Thanks to, like, Columbine.
Yep.
Like, they played a lot of Doom and
people
stuff.
People were looking for answers. And
yeah, they were just looking for something to point the finger at, which is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
When kids are always going to act out because they have ever since kids have been around.
And also mental illnesses are untreated.
Yeah, of course. And adults forget what it's like to be a kid, so they don't understand that it's not the book or it's not rock and roll. It's just that they're...
something to reach for.
Yeah, they're going through puberty.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this before, but I think the other part of it, too, is that old people just don't understand.
Yeah.
So when
ask Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. What'd he do?
He got his feet loose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Dancing was censored. That's a good movie. I haven't seen that in a long time. But they don't get it. So it upsets them because they're getting left behind. And I assume that it's some sort of survival mechanism that they're just like, oh, it's evil. It's evil. Get rid of it because I'm being left behind and I don't want to be left behind.
Like your old white guy voice.
Yeah. And I watch Fox News.
Well,
love you, Dad.
That wasn't nice.
Yeah, he watches Fox News. He's not afraid to admit it.
But he didn't talk like this.
Okay. I'm not going to censor myself.
Oh, topical.
Yeah, it's topical.
It was more topical than Nivea.
What's Nivea?
It's a topical moisturizer.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the live footnotes.
Mm.
And these days, I talked about like the martyrs, and back in the day, some religious people would go to war. I mean, that still happens even today in Israel. And these days, if people are having their whatever they care about censored, they might go protest or something like that.
Weird.
And even those protests might be censored in a fashion. Like, this is purely hypothetical, but Imagine a world where millions of people went to go protest and the police showed up and started attacking the peaceful protesters with like tear gas and mace and rubber bullets.
Weird. Can you imagine like maybe like water cannons or like...
Yeah. It's weird.
Sounds like sound grenades.
Yeah. That'd be a weird world. Did you see that sales of 1984, is it 1985, skyrocketed after Trump got inaugurated?
No.
You didn't see that? They sold out on Amazon, which is hilarious.
That's pretty good.
Not making a political statement. Those are just facts.
Maybe Fahrenheit 451 will be the next one to start bumping up the list. Yeah.
I didn't even talk about it. I don't have that in my notes.
Oh, man.
I love that book.
Well, here it is. It's on the table right now.
Yeah, Fahrenheit 451, beautiful book. Love Ray Bradbury, too. I got a lot of Ray Bradbury books over on my shelf. It's weird just how relevant it is, because this was written back in like the 80s or 70s or something. And in that, have you read it?
No, but I was reading this recipe the other day, and it said to preheat my oven to 451. I think it was for Bradbury pie. I read it.
I should have known. Well, they got like giant. Their walls are TV screens. They got these little earbuds that are wireless. That I think they call them shells that they put in their ear when they go to sleep or whenever they don't want.
I think Apple's coming out that next year.
Well, they already have the wireless headphones that you put in your ear that they just came out with, the earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry.
Wow, we're dated now. Welcome to 2017. Yeah. If you're listening to this in 2025.
They're not called AirPods. That's a movie about a dog. What are they called?
AirFriends?
AirPods? AirPods.
Sure.
I think that's funny, and I don't know if I talked about this on the show, but they used to be called earbuds, and they went to AirPods, and someone had to sit down in a room and said, why don't we just call them AirBuds? And someone was like,
you need a raise.
That's about a basketball-playing dog. We can't
Oh,
do
God.
That. Yeah.
And then right after he said that, the actor from that movie said, rough.
Oh.
And that guy got fired.
Yeah. And they got slapped with a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And a dog served him the papers.
Right. It was adorably tragic.
Law bud coming this summer.
Law budding citizen?
Ah! I get it!
I don't like this podcast
anymore. This podcast sucks. We're f***ing the worst. We're f***ing the worst.
And anyway, the best.
So this is what I really want to talk about is... censorship today, and these days things are getting better. Things are getting less and less censored, which I think is great. TV is still majorly censored, but the rules have gotten relaxed. As of 2012, the FCC can't fine any networks for swearing or cursing on the air anymore. They still have the regulations in place, like don't say these words and don't show these things on television. But if they show up on television, they don't fine them. It used to be like an astronomical fine that they would slap on them.
Is it a slap on the wrist now?
Yes.
Like, don't let that happen again?
Yeah. which was your buddy Sean's question on Facebook. He's like, I was watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and one of the characters says, I f***ed your mother? Something like that?
Yeah.
Over and over. And sometimes when he watches it, it's censored, and sometimes it's not. And part of that is that they don't get fined for it anymore. And the other part is after a certain time of night, which I couldn't find, they don't need to censor him anymore. So they can show completely uncensored television shows or movies.
So that means that when you're creating a playlist of shows, mm-hmm. you have to have two versions of each show.
Yes.
Censored and uncensored, depending on what time you want to put it on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I remember one time, like way late at night, the South Park movie came on, completely uncensored. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Since when can they do this? And
yeah.
That's when I learned about it. We also have what I think is the right way to quote-unquote censor movies and video games, which is a rating system, which is another way of censoring things.
Mm-hmm.
And to all those parents out there that are like, why is my child able to get hold of violent video games? Maybe take a moment to self-reflect.
Sounds like you speak from personal experience.
Well, I used to work at GameStop, and I got a lot of complaints that are like, man, I'm so sick of kids playing Call of Duty all the time. Who the f*** bought it for me, idiot? I didn't say that to their face, but...
Just try not to say duty on the podcast too much.
Do you want me to censor that too?
Please. Can I mention another form of censorship?
Yeah, go for it.
Not covering something?
What do you mean?
Like just not covering something that happened is a form of censorship.
Oh, like...
This is going on in the world, but don't look over there.
Yeah. Or we'll create a distraction over here.
Yeah, so or you just don't cover it. Like it's not a... It could be unintentional, but
What's
I think
example?
That... My example is a, I don't know, like that. There was a Bernie march that happened.
That's what I was leaning you toward.
And that
there's like hundreds of thousands of people that showed up, and nobody was covering it.
Yeah, it wasn't shown at all.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we talked about that on the podcast before too, where I was like, "Nah, you're just joking."
Yeah,
and you're like, "Oh, I think something's up," and I was like, "Whatever, no." And then it turns out, yeah, we got to see Hillary's emails, and yeah, there was something up.
Yeah,
they were being censored because they have good buddies and lots of money.
Yeah, that's how the world works right now.
Yep.
But I think that people are starting to become aware and want facts rather than
good thing too.
Rather than what's it called? Loyalty. Rather than loyalty to, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm independent. It's more like what's true. That's what we care about.
Yeah, it's more fluid. Which maybe that's the mark of our generation, is just fluidity, like gender fluidity, political fluidity, religious fluidity.
Yeah.
Like you hear people say, I'm spiritual. I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Sure, okay, great. Go for it. Good for you. Same thing.
For me, I think it's just want to know, like, facts.
Yeah.
Truth, science.
And I think that's something to be proud of, because I think that there's people out there that are proud to be ignorant. I used to be one of those. I was like, I don't get involved with stuff. I don't watch the news. Now I watch the news, and it's stupid. I hate it.
Yeah, see, lesson learned. Now I'm depressed all the time.
Yeah, now I gotta take two doses of my pills. Some books and comic books feature a similar rating system to movies and television, but they aren't regulated, which I think is weird that TV and video games and movies are censored so heavily, but not a lot of people care what's in print.
Yeah.
Like, sure, there's the banned books list, and like parents got all up in arms about Harry Potter, but there were books that we read in high school where there's sexual activities going on. Yeah. No, I can't think of any. Can you?
I don't know. I just always go back to Mark Twain and all the terrible stuff that he wrote about.
Sure. Yeah. The incredibly racist stuff.
But they go, Control F? Poopy.
Replace, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you said poopy 30 times? Oh, if you said it 29, you would have got a lesser rating.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, in the books, though, like, Mark Twain used the N-word a lot, which I'm not going to say, and I'm not going to censor, because I don't want to say that. But, like, that was in high school, maybe even middle school. There's all these books, and parents are just like, it's literature.
Well,
it's classy.
I think that's fine. Because depends on who's writing it and what the context is. But that was a real part of our history. So I think censoring that out of it would have been even more damaging.
Yeah. But the same thing with films, though. Like, why do we need to censor them?
Yeah. Well, I think the difference is whitewashing history and saying, oh, we didn't have slaves and all that, versus censoring it where it's like just using the word to use the word, you know?
Yeah. For the most part, and before you contradict me, let me finish my sentence. I feel like censorship in the United States is pretty good. We got it pretty good. I feel like the things that are censored should be censored, and the things that shouldn't be censored, there's a few things I disagree on, but I think we're pretty good in the United States. But but there are some steps towards some scary stuff that we'll get into in a little bit.
What about in a little bit? You said I'll wait.
Yeah, but first we'll get into some other countries that don't have it so great.
Okay,
so let's head overseas. Ready?
Okay, let's get into our boat. Click, clack, clack. No, we're not in it yet.
Oh,
we gotta walk to the dock. Okay, is that a parking space?
Yep.
Okay, let's go over here. No, there's a car. No, it's handicapped. Let's keep driving in the parking garage. Okay. There's a... no, that is a...
No, he's backing out. He's backing out. He's backing out.
That's employees
right
only.
Right there, right there. No, 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 no.
There's
no,
a guy going
out
into that already. He's going to back...
No, get in there before him.
That's a one way. I can't turn around. I have to go back up to the top of the ramp to turn around. Nick, you always do this. I told you we could take an Uber.
And I had to edit this out, but we took an Uber all the way to China. Hey, we're in China. Woo!
Yep.
I think China...
Oh, and I was just kidding about the Uber, because they suck now, as of yesterday.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We lifted there.
Yep.
Things aren't so good in China. I don't know if you know this, but the internet is incredibly censored over there. They don't have access to a lot of things. If there's any, like... I think of it like Scientology. The heads of Scientology are like, do not go on the internet. Don't go on the internet. And if you read something, it's a lie. And... the reason they do that is because there's a lot of truth about Scientology on the internet, and they don't want their members to find out about it and then leave Scientology.
Right.
It's the same thing with China, except they're like, you can't see this. It's out there, and we're going to tell you it's all false, but we're also not going to let you see it.
Right. Which I think And we'll talk about it a little bit more later, but our president-elect and elected is kind of doing with Fox News because his buddies are there.
Yeah, that's very true.
Infowars, all that. He's kind of making it so, oh, the media is the worst. That was his first thing that his secretary of state went out and said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He slapped
media is all terrible, yeah, except for these ones.
Yeah, yeah, except for Fox News and what, Infowars? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same story in North Korea and I think to some regard Russia. I think they have a little bit more access, but I know that there's restrictions on the internet there.
Mm-hmm. Which I feel like the difference there is that people that want the news can just get around it so easily because
yeah.
they have such good, like...
Well, that's the thing I was going to say about China is
knowledge.
That my friend lives in Hong Kong, and even though they don't consider themselves part of China because China's not a very good place to be, they still have the restrictions that China has mm-hmm. on their internet. So anytime that he wants to watch like Netflix or something, he has to proxy out and make the internet think that he's somewhere else so that he can access it.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. Maybe he can still get it, though.
Well, let's not name his last name or
yeah.
we'll hear about him next week.
I know.
or we won't.
I'll bleep out his name. How about that? In other countries, though, internet is the type of censorship that you hear about all the time and I think everyone thinks about. But in a lot of Middle Eastern countries, a lot of religions are censored. A lot of women are just censored. Their bodies are censored
yes.
with the things that they're required to wear and the things that they can't say and sort of all that sort of stuff. Also, pornography is largely outlawed there. And now a lot of pornography is censored in the UK.
There you go.
Which is stupid.
Well.
There's like certain sex acts that if captured on a pornography site is blocked.
But others aren't.
Yeah. Like, normal sex activities are not blocked. There's, like, a list of things that are blocked.
That are quote-unquote normal.
Yeah. So, there's, like, a dude of old, rich, white dude sitting in a room coming up with sex acts that
yeah,
they don't
yeah,
want
yeah.
people
Keep
to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep sending
it in. Yeah. Which is just...
Think about that job, though. There's a guy in Japan right now that his job is to mosaic blur things, too. That's another thing.
That's the other thing, too, is that Japan has... I believe they still have required censorship on a lot of pornography. I don't know why I stumbled over that word. But that's why they came up with a lot of the tentacle things and the furry things that are out there is because those aren't censored.
Oh.
So the fact that they censored pornography in Japan developed all these weird fetishes that people all over the world have now.
Okay.
People, the other thing, too, is censorship is stupid because people are going to find their way around it anyway.
Well, it kind of works the same way in here in the U.S. right now for me because I have mm-hmm. a fetish for the facts. Anytime they're blocked.
You just get a massive...
oh, my God. Give me the numbers.
Yeah.
What percentage?
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I never want to watch the news with you again. So, what are we facing in America? What's coming down the pipeline? In the U.S., John.
The U.S. pipeline or the Dakota Access pipeline? I didn't hear it clearly.
Oil.
Down the pipeline
uh-huh.
is a lot of grooming.
Grooming.
Grooming for censorship, I think.
Sure, sure. Yeah. A lot of, you're just saying, like, setting
Don't
up
Don't trust
for
the media.
Censorship. Yeah. So one of the big topics that has been thrown around for, like, 6 years, probably, 8 years maybe, is the idea of net neutrality. So... The idea with that is that companies have domain over what they let people see and the speeds that they receive.
Mm-hmm.
And then other companies can pay the internet providers money so their sites go faster.
Sure.
And basically corporations are in charge of what's on the internet.
Sure. So let's say we have a president that thinks that his favorite news source should load 8 times faster mm-hmm. than his least favorite one.
Yeah, so then
that would be legal.
Won't bother going to that slow site. They'll go to the fast one.
Yeah.
Well, that's net neutrality, but they want to get rid of that, which means that the internet is no longer free, and much like politics, not making a political statement, this is just facts, it's in the hands of corporations.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is, like you said, people are trying to discredit the media a lot, which I think is the dumbest idea, because I feel like the media has more influence over people of power,
mm-hmm.
Just because they have millions of people waiting to hear what they say, and then they follow that.
Yeah.
Which is why I think of, like, The View and stuff. Like, it's just a bunch of soccer moms sitting around one lazy morning and they're like, you know what? I do feel like making lasagna today. Like, they're just going to do what the view tells them.
Hmm. What?
Do you not get what I'm saying?
I think I was being selfish and trying to think of something else I was going to say, and then I got lost in lasagna. Mondays, huh?
The point is that, like, there's just people that sit around and they take what they see on the news as face value instead of looking deeper and looking for the facts. And
sure. So I don't know the right or wrong answer to this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, in my opinion, which is everything that I say is my opinion, sure, right? As long as I say I agree with this. So the way that things are moving around with Facebook and all the fake news and trying to censor all that stuff.
Sure.
I think that those people that make those fake news sites and that talk about that stuff, mm-hmm, should have every right to say anything they want, right? Mm-hmm. But why not treat it like cigarettes? Warning, this product contains false facts and may induce stupidity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And going
kind of like this, like, just what that's what Snopes does. Snopes
that's
is
true.
Great.
Yeah.
But
I
you need
Snopes.
To be able to trust companies like that, because then what if they decide one day, you know what, I don't want to tell the truth anymore, which has never happened.
Yeah, I want to push my own agenda.
Right.
Yeah. But as an American, I would say be pretty afraid of the censorship. And if people try to tell you that you can't express yourself or they don't like what you're writing down or saying,
yeah,
that's not good.
No, you should express yourself with your full capability and then live in correctional facilities, because some don't agree with how you do this and you get straight and meditate like a Buddhist.
Uh-huh.
Because your behavior is hereditary, something necessary, blame it on Ice Cube.
What is it? What?
It's a song.
Oh, okay. You lost me. Bigly. Let's close it out with a little bit of a guessing game. I've got some pretty cool facts here from freedomonthenet.org, I think it was.
Okay.
Or Freedom House, something like that. It listed the top 6 most internet-free countries, if that makes sense, the least internet-censored countries.
Okay.
And the 6 most internet-censored countries.
Okay.
Do you want to take a guess at the least censored country?
Sweden.
No.
Iceland.
No. Yes. Iceland.
Okay. Got it in 2.
Yeah. Surprisingly, though, Sweden isn't on this list. Not on the top 6.
Hmm.
I would imagine that
7th?
Close, maybe. I don't know. Number 2.
Switzerland.
I just said they're not on here, didn't I?
No, you said Sweden.
Oh, sorry. Switzerland is not on here either. Okay. Sorry.
Norway.
S's. Nope. Not on here either.
Greenland.
Nope. Number 2 is Estonia.
Huh.
I was really surprised to learn that. I was like, no one ever talks about Estonia.
Estonia, Queens. It's by Queens. It's in New York.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, no, it's a country.
Oh, okay.
They probably got their name from the country, Estonia.
Sure.
I think it's in the Middle East, which was the other surprising thing. I was like, the Middle East has an internet-free country? But that's also very close-minded of me.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, I'm sure there's other countries that aren't.
I mean, if you think about it, we live in the Middle East of America, right? Or is that the Middle West?
Middle West. Number 3.
I have a fun game.
Yeah.
I don't guess.
Can I just tell you?
And then we'll start again on the next one.
All right. Number 3 is Canada.
Okay.
Which is pretty good. Number 17. For some reason, I thought these guys were massively censored.
Okay. Hold on a sec.
Yep.
You said number 3, and then you said number 17.
Sorry.
Are you censoring?
Number
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16?
There's numbers after this, which is obstacles to access. So, like, how many steps do you have to go through to get information that's blocked? Iceland had 6, which was the first one. Estonia had 8 steps. Canada had 15. And the fourth one has 17, which is Australia.
Okay.
Which, for some reason, I thought they had some bad censorship over there.
No, they've got good, great jobs going on.
I think I'm an idiot. I almost said number 17 again. Number 5 is tied with Australia, and they are...
Clue. Give me clue. Give me clue.
Oh,
that was a terrible clue.
I'll censor it.
Austria.
No.
I'm kidding. Germany.
Yes. And number 6 with 19 obstacles to access.
Japan. America.
Yeah, of the North of America. Yeah, we're number six. That's pretty disappointing.
I'm surprised, actually.
Yeah, you are. I don't know why I'm talking like that.
I don't know. I mean, Pirate Bay, right?
Yeah. Well, that I think that was over in Sweden or something.
Reader Reddit got it.
Should we move on to the most censored countries?
Please.
These should not surprise you. The most censored.
Korea. North.
No. Actually.
Okay. Clue.
They're not on this list.
Because I can't read it anyway.
Yeah. It's 100. I don't have a clue. It's Iran.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could give me a clue. Let's try this again. Hey, Nick, what do you think is the most censored country? Ask me for a clue.
What's a clue?
I went running yesterday. Do you know what I did, Nicholas?
No.
Oh, when I went running, what did I do?
You ran?
That's right.
I'm not as clever as you. The second most censored country.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to Iran.
Iraq? In distance? Or in phonetic value?
In distance.
It
has some serious problems.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, Syria. Also, I should say that this, I think, was from 2014. So I feel like that would probably be worse now.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, much worse.
The third most censored country. Trying to think of a hint. They're stealing our jobs. Man, it's not Mexico.
China?
Yes. That is correct. Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
The fourth most censored country surprised me. And I'm going to give you a clue while I smoke this fantastic cigar.
Cuban.
Yep.
Cuba.
Who knows? Maybe that'll change.
You could get another different clue for that, too. That was a good one.
Yeah.
But I would have been like... Hey, Nicholas, I'm gonna make this. I'm gonna make this tofu sandwich right here. You want a cube of tofu? You want a cube of it? Cuba?
Like I said, tofu? Not as clever as you.
Okay.
Number five. I can't think.
Was that the clue? Was that a Kermit voice?
Yes.
Greenland?
No, I can't even think of a clue for this one. There is green on their flag.
Oh, Nova Scotia. I don't know.
I know.
There's a lot of colors. I can see half of them.
Ethiopia.
Okay.
And then the sixth one.
That's another one you could have done so easily.
Go for it, man. Maybe you should have done this instead of me.
Did you hear about the new Ziploc bag?
Uh-uh.
It's so easy to open.
I can't.
Okay.
No.
That's the next one.
I'm going to try to think of a John clue for this one.
Okay. Easy to open? Cause it's...
Hey, John. Ask me if you can have this cup.
Can I have that cup?
You best you can.
Oh, use the best, Stan.
Yeah. Uzbekistan.
There you go.
Does that work?
Yeah, that worked great.
Also, I don't know why I literally handed you that cup.
Yeah, this is
like
a cup.
I was method acting, I guess.
You can have this back. I don't really need this.
I guess. So there you go. Any surprises on that list?
I thought there was another list.
Of?
I thought you mentioned three lists. Most censored, least censored, and like a something else.
I didn't have another one. That's all I got for censorship.
All right. I got one more thing, a story that I learned today.
Yeah,
I went on today, I learned.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't bring that up.
Yeah, I did some research into just like cool stuff that we could cover for episodes. If you go to Reddit and type in today, I learned.
Yep.
A lot of great stuff there. And one of the things that someone had learned was that Kung Fu Panda came out in the United States, made a bunch of money.
Yep.
And China had meetings in the government about
it. Pissed. And I didn't even read the article. I just know this because I learned it a long time ago.
Yep. They were very furious that it was more culturally relevant and accurate than any of Chinese films that were out.
Yep.
The reason behind that was the censorship in China.
Yeah.
That they kind of censor filmmakers because they're afraid of giving them too much freedom so that they represent them poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that guy from the Middle East that made that documentary?
Yeah, that's another thing. There's a film called This Is Not a Film.
Yeah.
And he was restricted from creating movies.
Mm-hmm.
I forget why. I think
it's because of the things that he said, wasn't it?
Yeah, he said some things
it's
in movies where he wasn't allowed
to make commentary
any.
That he was making.
Right. He wasn't going with the government, so they said, you can't make movies anymore. You can't make films.
Mm-hmm.
So he was placed under house arrest. So he decided to document his time on in-house arrest and just film what was going on around him, what he was doing during his day. I think he kind of like, He planned on making a film, so he made a film about the film he was going to make in his living room, and he kind of explained what the film would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put it into a cake and got it shipped out of the country.
On a USB drive, right?
Yep.
Yep.
So baked it into a cake, smuggled it out of the country, and got it, I think, into the Cannes Film Festival?
I believe so.
And yeah.
That sounds right.
It's called This Is Not a Film.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
We should watch it.
We should. I've seen plenty of trailers and researched it, though.
Yeah.
What country was he from? Do you remember?
I'll look it up. Iran.
Okay.
So we're from Iran to France. And it was the Cannes Film Festival. Man, censorship gets me riled up. I'm sorry, people. I just get mad that people are like, I don't like this, so no one else gets to like it. That's the dumbest way to think. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean that it shouldn't exist.
Right.
People. Wake up, sheeple.
You know, you said that I said that in an episode where I couldn't defend myself. And you couldn't explain that. I was sitting by myself listening to the episode and I was like, I said that ironically. Oh, I wish they could hear me.
Yeah.
This is going to be our first apology.
I'm not apologizing.
You could apologize to me. But,
no. Okay. No, well, because I already played the transition music. So, John.
Yeah.
We got some more censorship stuff to talk about because we asked our Facebook group for questions on censorship.
What's their Facebook group?
It's Stranger Still.
So if you go on what website?
On Facebook. If you search
.com or .org?
I don't know if Facebook.org is a thing, but .com is.
Okay.
If you go there and search for Stranger Still, sometimes we ask for questions based on the topic that we're going to be putting up.
Okay. And how many words is Stranger Still?
Two.
Okay.
I'm just trying to drag this out.
And do I type it into the search bar?
Yes.
Or do I just say it into my phone?
I believe you say, hey Siri, Stranger Still.
Okay. Check.
The point that I was getting to is we got a couple more interesting points to go into in a little bit. But first, find us on Facebook by searching Stranger Still.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah,
that was really helpful.
Where else can they find us?
You can find us on Twitter at Stranger Still.
And you can go to our website, which is StrangerStillShow.com, and you can listen to us there. The other thing, too, is I've been working on getting our YouTube up to date. So all of our episodes are going up on YouTube, so you can listen to it there. And then we've got some other good content coming down the way, so make sure you subscribe to that so that when they post, you don't miss them. Listener question?
Yeah.
So this one comes from our good buddy Matt. He asked, The Walking Dead current villain doesn't spew his trademark word, but shows the most brutal ways to die. It's already got an M rating for the show. What is the reasoning? And Hillary replied, reasoning. All the helicopter moms in the of the world would f*** themselves. And it's really interesting because we didn't talk about the FCC. And the FCC, well, I guess we did a little bit. They are the ones that control what's on television.
Right.
And probably radio and things that come on the airwaves. The
it's the fucking censorship crew.
Yeah, that's what the FCC stands for.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, way back in the day when it was created, they came up with a list of things that cannot be said, which George Carlin ripped on with. That was like a big part of his stand-up routine. Like, they made that list of words. And then they also had a very specific set of things that couldn't be shown on television. And some of it was, like, specific rules on nudity and stuff. But my guess is that they just didn't have zombies having their heads split in half and bloods and brains going everywhere on their list. And there was this really funny segment on Jimmy Kimmel where he pushed the FCC's list of what can be shown on television. So, like, he had women walk around in shorts that showed 3/4 of their butt cheeks. Because I guess if there's any more than 3/4 of butt cheeks showing, then the FCC wouldn't allow it.
What a terrible job.
Yeah.
To be on the edge of your seat. Just, I feel like there's just one giant button that says censor. And they're just always like, oh, just like, I want to push it, but it's so close.
That reminds me of back in the old Whose Line Is It days. They would, like, pull the stuff out of the hat, you know?
Yeah.
And one of them was, like, things to, like, trick the censor or whatever. So they'd get up there and they'd say, like, I want a bunch of funnel cakes or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes the censor would prematurely beep it. So there's that, too. But that's my answer for you, Matt. Hopefully that suffices. Censorship, dude.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
I don't.
I didn't ask you for a recap. but now throw more stuff in. So you want to recap for us?
Sure. A long time ago, when America was first started, people used to say, "Good morning, Timmy." Yeah. And then it kind of, then everybody started playing soccer.
Yeah.
And then soccer moms and soccer dads said, "I don't like this anymore."
I was a little confused as to where you're going, but now I'm with you.
Yeah. I don't like this. So, I got babies.
Yep.
I don't want my babies to hear this.
Yeah. All their sensibilities will be ruined.
Right.
I think that's a good recap. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this has been
Motherfucking Stranger Still.
Oh, I forgot to hit record. No, I really did.